Let's talk about how all episodes from here on out are going to be under 50 minutes.
That's going to be on the show. Don't worry about it. That's coming up later.
No, this is the show.
No, I understand. This is the cold open, buddy. Like, this is...
Oh, it's not the show.
Episode 471. Maybe something would click by now. Maybe you'd understand there's a format here.
Okay, so under 50 minutes.
No, we'll deal with this in the this is one of the topics of this
part. This is part of the show.
Yeah.
So we're shortening it already.
Well, you're making it longer because we have to double up on it now, but yeah.
Okay.
Part of the other topic is Adam promises to be a good listener this year.
The funny thing about that is my wife and kids both said the same, so.
What? Hello and welcome to episode 471 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is...
Adam, Vancouver, British Columbia.
Snowed in, from what I understand.
Yeah, it's a bloody snowstorm out there right now. It's crazy.
A bloody snowstorm. What are you, Alistair Sim?
I don't know who that is, but is he Irish?
Oh, he might have been, actually. I bet you he was. He played Ebenezer Scrooge. He's definitely British, but now I'll bet you it's one of those things where it's like you assume he played Ebenezer Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. Okay. And then now it'll be one of those things where he's actually born in Ireland and no one knew it, except for you, evidently.
Yeah, I feel like bloody is one of those slang terms that is used by the Irish, but maybe the British
as
well.
Oh, you're close enough. You're a little bit racist for that, but he's from, he is okay. Scottish.
Oh, I was going to say Scottish, Irish, or English. Those would be that would be the bloody center of the world right there.
Well, I assumed he was English, and then you said it, and I was like, all right, well, now, yeah, he's born in Edinburgh.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Not so Glasgow, just like you thought.
Not racist if I was right, right?
Well, Scotland is not Ireland.
Okay.
Have you seen a map?
Right. Okay, they're close enough. I'm going to call that a tie.
Yeah. No, you're right. All that over there, that it doesn't matter. Ireland, Northern Ireland, England, it doesn't, yeah.
You can throw nothing, a blanket
no, they don't
over
even
it.
Care. Yeah. They don't even keep track of the borders anymore.
You know what? You could throw a blanket over all of it.
Yeah, they tried. Hence the troubles, Adam.
Okay, sorry. Sorry
Man,
to be...
Man, you just, you, like, for the record, I'm assuming that everybody knows that it was Adam doing the insulting and not me. I have a working knowledge of the conflict over there and how nice it is to have peace right now.
Right. Okay.
Adam, a little bit in the dark.
Okay, a little bit insensitive, Adam.
A little insensitive. A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. But guess what? It's fodder for great podcasting.
It's a great, that's what everyone who comes for photo tips wants to hear your take on the whole Ireland, England thing. Yeah. Okay. There
so
you go.
So snowstorm. There's a snowstorm here, everybody. Yeah.
Okay. What about the, just, the
I was going to say all our, what all about our the Irish thing? Listeners you... just dropped off. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Snowstorm.
Yeah, world
Anything
politics.
Good with that?
Maybe there'll be a picture or two upcoming because not only is it all of a sudden it was like 9 degrees Celsius yesterday, and now the forecast was all, oh goodness, it's coming. We've been knowing about this for a few days. Everybody has been getting ready for it. Let's all the talk, all the small talk that you make with friends and strangers is about.
You don't make it with friends, really, do you? Like strangers, I think.
A little bit friends, but more strangers. But yeah, it's the talk, and the kids are talking. Everyone's like, oh, the snow's coming, and it arrived. It arrived this morning in a big way with a ton of very cold in the forecast. Vancouver, you get -2, -3. That's cold. You get below
and that's
zero
for a couple of days only.
Yeah, that's cold. The forecast for next week is minus 15 lows. And so that is ridiculous for Vancouver. It does not get that cold. The forecasts
for next week are outdoor hockey.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. So the Gary Point Park, like my little place by the water where the firefighters come and they flood the whole area, make a huge outdoor skating rink when the temperatures are supposed to get low. It's been done. The water is now waiting and the cold temperatures are coming. So hopefully there's not too much more snow because that will interfere with the great conditions for outdoor ice hockey.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I have to admit, even though I do not care for the minus 15, I am very jealous about the outdoor skating. So there better be some good pictures. In fact, I will even make sure we tailor the next week's challenge to fit that potentially.
Okay,
because there's going to be some, what a great spot. Like I'm hoping that you find like, that it happens for you guys that you can skate outside, and that what a location, what a location for that. Now here I'm gonna offer you a giant challenge. You're not gonna like this. You're not gonna like this at all, Adam.
Okay, what's the I don't like giant challenges.
Oh, okay.
I like small challenges.
No, it's not even a challenge. This one will be. Remember, I guess it was a year and a half ago. We had I can't remember his name. Sean, from Pixio app, came on the show.
Okay. Yeah.
And he gave away the Pixio app, and I follow them on Instagram, and they have amazing pictures from all around the world. I'm going to challenge you to get one good enough of people skating outside, because if it's minus 15, that means it's going to be clear, right? It's not going to be cloudy.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, it's really clear.
Well, generally, especially in Vancouver, if it's cloudy, that warms everything up, just the way it all kind of works, right? Yeah. So generally, that means it's going to be nice and clear. You're going to get some Arctic blast coming down, which is going to be some amazing skies. You're going to get something really cool, maybe a nice sunset down there, people playing hockey at the sunset, nice golden red colors flying through the sky, maybe hitting the fisherman's needle in the background of somebody, like somebody skating outside where the ocean meets the river.
Sure.
And you can be the featured photographer on the Pixio app. Hopefully. I'm not even putting in a good word. We're just submitting it under an alias.
This sounds very ambitious and very intimidating.
Get a picture. You should get a picture down there anyways at sunset, like of an amazing sunset and hockey and whatnot. And I'm gonna paint the picture for you a little bit more. Don't even worry about getting faces. It should be silhouettes.
Gotcha. No, I like everything you're saying. It's all a matter. Well, no, it's not even the doing it. It's all the lining up. Like, you know, I work.
Quit
right?
your job.
So there's work. So lining up, you know, a day where both the conditions are good enough to do this, and I'm actually available to do this. So that's the rub. It has to occur on my in Steveston clock. So I will try.
Adam, so
yeah, I will try. I'm hoping like that again. It all depends on when it's cold enough and when the skating starts and if there's a night where we don't have hockey and blah blah blah. So yes,
I'm used to you letting me down, but don't let the listeners down, Adam.
I would like to not let them down. If it occurred on the weekend, I would be golden, but it's not. It doesn't seem like it's going to occur this weekend. It's going to occur during the week. Yeah,
we'll see. Fingers crossed.
All right, Pixio, here I come.
Yeah, look out. Hey, clear a path.
Look out, world.
Yeah. Amazon.
All right.
Buy some stuff on Amazon. Click through our site, which I did. I clicked through. I bought a couple things yesterday. Okay. Or today. Or is it today? I forget now.
You're going to tell
us? Today? It was yesterday. It couldn't be today. My days blend together.
Okay.
I finally pulled the trigger and got a couple of the power tools, the saws that I wanted.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So big. What are you going to saw? What are you going to saw with those?
Probably my fingers.
Okay.
What I'm going to saw? No, I'm going to build a lot of home renovation, a lot of, we'll call it furniture building, but I'm starting off slowly because it's been a long time since I've built actual furniture. It's been like 30 years. like when I was in junior high school was the last time I really did any serious woodworking. And like I did actual woodworking then. I built like a grandmother clock, if we're being technical. But you don't know what the difference is probably. But
No, I do not. One's from Scotland, one's from Ireland.
Yeah, whatever, same difference. grandfather clock. You know what a grandfather clock looks like, obviously, but generally they tend to just be kind of like a large rectangle. Whereas a grandmother clock is actually much more attractive, shocking, but it's got like the middle part where the pendulum swings is narrower. So you've like a larger base and a larger head, and then the narrower waist. It's got like a tighter waist, more like a female form kind of thing. I guess that's why they call it that. And it's actually a much better looking clock than a grandfather clock, which is just straight up and down.
Okay, all right.
But they're both similar. They're both like Florida, you know, like a
yeah, stand big, on the floor. Tall. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I built one of those when I was in grade 9 or 10. I forget now. It must have been grade 10. And then just sort of stopped. Like my dad had a full shop out in the garage, and like he had all the tools, and I've done a little bit of since, but nothing huge, nothing on my own. And so I got to start off slow and build some stuff for the basement first, where the mistakes don't matter.
Right.
Well, the finger mistakes do. I'm keeping all 10 fingers and both eyes. But
this is part of some grand New Year's resolution, or what's the impetus for this?
Well, no, I had started a while ago. No, I want to do some home reno, and you know, like doing massive home reno is expensive if you don't do it yourself. Like hiring someone to come in and do it. Like people were telling me, like, so I wanted to redo we have three bathrooms. I wanted to redo all of them, but the main master bathroom needs to be done. And everyone's telling me here what the starting price is for having someone come in and just basically rebuild you a bathroom. What would you imagine that the starting price would be?
I'm going to say for the bath and the whole thing.
Yeah, like gut it and then like do everything. New lighting, new mirrors, toilet,
shower. Yeah, I'm going to say 20 grand.
Yeah, 30. They say 30 over here.
Wow.
And I said, well, no, I'm looking to do it for two. No, like by myself. I'm not hiring. Obviously, you hire someone for two, you'll be peeing outside for a couple of years. So I understand that part. You can pay too little for sushi is my right. motto in life.
Yeah.
So it's not that. I just don't want to drop $30,000 on a bathroom, as nice as it would be. So it's a lot of stuff that I want to basically do myself. I want to build my own vanity, build my own medicine cabinet, that sort of thing. And then a whole bunch of renos around the house in terms of building cupboards and all these things. And then eventually get into building furniture and get back into it. Turns out, like, I don't know, one of the things that's kind of been missing in my life is sort of like a satisfaction with like tactile things and creating. And I do fancy myself an artist, of course. And, but being able to make physical things versus pushing ones and zeros around on a computer has been missing. And so I'm very excited. And these are the saws that listener Sean Carlin recommended. Like a nice cap saw and a nice track saw. And then in the next little while, probably a new table saw.
Okay, keep us posted. Can't wait. More hot saw talk. I will keep everyone.
You. I will start showing what I make. Again, I'm going to start out extremely slow. I'm going to put some shelves in, redo all the doors in the house, which will not require those saws. Ironically, it's more of a, you know, stopgap method. But yeah, I'll keep everybody posted, and I expect there to be a lot cooler looking backgrounds in my inside photography too.
Okay.
Point is, click through our site and help us out. I did. And although I think I still paid for the saws, I'm not sure how this works.
Right.
I don't think they're free saws.
No, almost free.
All right. What's going on? You told us about the winter.
Yeah, winter wonderland. What about you?
Winter doldrums, man. Like, this is it. This is the point. I hate this time of year. It's just, I mean, I don't know how it is there. I mean, you guys, my kid doesn't play hockey yet. And so we don't have that community. And I just noticed like there's very little socializing right now. where we are.
Okay. Yeah. Just in terms of not getting together with friends and whatnot.
Well, I don't have those.
Okay. I don't really either, but I do tend to get dragged along with my wife.
Yeah, but I know those friends that you get dragged along with, and they're fun.
Okay, all right.
Aren't they?
No, that's not true. I don't always get dragged along with friends. We have a few friend groups, and right. They're mutual friends, so I'm exaggerating, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not actually exaggerating. I really don't have that many friends, and this is taking a turn.
This got awkward. Should I play your therapist?
No, Alan,
why don't you think you have friends?
Oh, because I'm superior to everybody.
That's right. Like, there's so few on your level.
Everybody hangs out with me and they're like, oh man, I feel like a loser when I'm around him. He's so intimidating.
Yeah.
Later, right. You know, you have that same problem.
Yes. Yes. It's very intimidating to be around me. Yeah.
So no, this will pick up and you know, as you know, we're going to go skiing next month and whatever and stuff. And so we will still see people and that. It's just like the week after New Year's, I think everybody kind of doesn't do much. And I'm just like, oh man, I kind of want to go and talk to real people.
Yeah.
Not just my kids and whatever. Right.
Yeah. There's a definitely a forced socialization that occurs with team sports though, and you'll see that as your kids get a little older, whether it's your daughter and her horse back riding stuff or your kid in baseball or soccer, whatever he decides to do. As soon as you start going away on away tournaments, you spend a lot of time with the other parents, and then you find the ones that have, you know, common ground, and you chat and you kind of become friends. And because you see them so often, then those become the ones that you really enjoy their company, become kind of in the circle, right? So that's more or less how it works, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No. I fully expect that. And there are a few, and there is the language barrier too. I mean, I do speak, I speak reasonable German and all that stuff. But you don't speak the King's English when you're speaking with those friends that you just described.
Right.
Right. Like, you don't sit around and, you know, where art thou to each other. You don't do it. And so that's kind of my, I don't have the colloquial, oh man, I wish I hadn't started that word. I don't have the regular everyday street language down.
Okay.
With the German.
So it's holding you back.
That sort of hampers things.
Right.
Anyways, also the superiority thing, but you know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, though, it's not even the winter doldrums. Right now it's the spring doldrums. You guys are having minus 15. We're having plus 15 here in January.
Are you bragging?
No, I'm rattled.
Okay.
Like, we should have some snow and do some sledding, and like, my son is devastated.
Which is why you're going to the mountain, right?
We'll do that in February sometime, and but yeah, that's a different thing. We go skiing, but he can't wait to go sledding, and I'm like, well, tough break, not going to happen this year, I don't think. Thanks a lot, Thunberg. What's her name?
Yeah,
Greta. What's her name? Greta.
Greta. Yeah, Greta. Something.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. I don't really follow the news, but I think someone said she's responsible for the global warming.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Whatever. That's weird. And lastly, I did get back down to my pre-holiday weight threshold on January the 5th.
Good job.
Just keeping everybody updated. No, I starved myself and just was in the sauna for most of the day.
Yeah,
that was just water weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am on track. I am working out hard. I'm eating healthy and I will be there soon, but I've decided that I'm going to go way past where I was at. It's like you said,
okay.
You were missing something in your life as far as the physical working on stuff. I miss being a very fit person, and I want to do that. Not just be okay, be, you know, the weight I should. I want to be very fit. So I'm putting it out
there. You're going to go for a six-pack.
This year, I'm going to go for as fit as I possibly can in terms of what I do for work, and now doing more of this training athlete stuff, and I'm going to do more of it this year. I need to be able to do everything that they should be able to do. And as it is right now, I struggle. I go head to head against Jack every day now doing planks and push-ups, and he's beating me in some, not in push-ups, but in planks, and I'm not good with that. So I have dedicated myself to not just better eating plan, but just a, I want to get super fit. So
push-ups are the greatest.
Push-ups are fantastic. I've made myself a very specific plan and I will stick to it. I'm very black and white when it comes to this sort of thing. So I can't go part way. And so I'll tell you what,
last year, 2019, I did X number. I'll tell you that after the show. I'm not saying it on the air. I did X number of push-ups every single day of the year last year. And so far, well, 2X every day this year.
Okay.
Every single day. Good. Did not miss a single day. I'm feeling what you're picking up what you're putting down, because I can't do it like, I'll do it sometimes, because sometimes is never.
Yeah. Just don't feel it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. You can't do it. And then I can't miss a day. If I miss a day, it's like, all right, might as well miss 19 days. Who cares?
Yeah. And it's not it's a goal. It's part of it is like when people say, okay, I'm next year I want to run a marathon, and you have to kind of take steps to get there. It's a goal. But there's a bigger objective, which is just feel better. Like when I am not doing the working out that I should be, I don't feel good. I'm more tired. I'm just lethargic. There's a whole bunch of physical sort of benefits that I've been missing, and I'm sick of it. So I figure if I also put it out on the podcast, not just tell my wife and kids and do it, but if I put it on the podcast, that makes me accountable. So call me on it when, pictures, there's going to be selfies. Like, it should translate that I am going to be, give it 3 months. I did a master's in human body composition. It takes a few months to really make the change.
You'll
feel better. You'll lose weight, but true muscular changes are going to take 2 to 3 months to really see. So give it 3 months and I'll put a selfie out there that is going to look different. That's my,
chest?
I'm probably not going to do a nude photo. maybe a tight t-shirt, maybe a tight t-shirt, but, no, I think you'll be able to see it. I don't know if I want to take the, 10 pounds overweight photo and then compare it, but I think, for our listeners who've seen photos of me in the past, I intend to look very fit in 3 months' time. So that's my goal. Yeah,
do it. And I'm not into body shaming, but I am into cardiovascular efficiency shaming.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to be tired.
Yeah. But this is why I swim, and like generally I don't swim in this. I'll wrap this up quickly. I don't generally swim in the winter because there's not many pools around here. It's a problem. But my wife got hooked on swimming this summer, and so she kind of makes us go, which it's not awesome. It's a very small pool, and there's people there, and I hate that. But we've been going 2-3 times a week in the winter, which is sort of just a maintenance level for me, and I can feel the difference. Like I just went today about 2 hours ago, and I can legitimately feel my cardiovascular system being far more efficient. Like it's everything's easier. The stairs don't matter. My breathing is just like I feel fantastic. So, not body shaming. Do it for the cardiovascular and the muscle tone. That's what we're telling everybody.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Reminder: monthly challenge. This month is do a bunch of push-ups.
Yeah.
It actually is self-portrait. There you go. Works out.
All right, I got 3 weeks. Like it's this. We should do it again. We should do the self portrait again in 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
This will be the fat photo. This will be the fat photo. Yeah.
We'll do it now, and then we'll give a couple more in between, and then sometime in June when you get a nice tan, and because a nice tan takes off like 5 pounds.
Okay. All right.
Guaranteed. Does nothing for your cardio, but you do look good. People are like, oh man, yeah. Looking good there. And
the object will be, I'm going to shoot, because otherwise, like there's a bunch of gimmicks in between. Whatever I do for the self photo minus or self portrait minus if it's a photo skating on the ice at Gary Point, I'm going to try to take almost the same angle, same lighting photo, because then we'll have my before and after.
Yes.
Unless it's skating on the ice at Gary Point, and then that will not happen.
You could do one without.
Yeah. I'll no skate shirt. On the ice without a shirt. Yeah.
Minus 15. That's the challenge. Oh, yeah. And then he died. Yeah.
Only a jock strap. That's what movie is that? That's Slapshot. Yeah.
Yes, correct. That's correct. Ned Braden.
Ned Braden.
So a reminder, our monthly challenge is self-portrait. And in that self-portrait, we should learn something about you, like that you're overweight or something like that. No, we should learn something about your personality. About your personality. So I'm going to give you a little hint. I'm not a hunt. Like, I have a couple ideas in mind for mine. Whether I have a camera by then or not, I don't know. But mine's going to be very subtle. You might have to look for mine and figure out what you learn about me. Is my hint. So I'm not going to hit anybody over the head with it, I don't think, is my plan. But I do want to learn something about the listeners that we probably don't know. And hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram, or do all three. Guarantee that we see it, and we'll talk about it in February. Speaking of Instagram, I did do a screenshot and send it to you because you don't go on there. Frank Pang fired back.
Wow.
You saw it, right? I sent it to you.
I saw it. No, this is big news for the Two Hosers community. Panger. That was,
I literally laughed out loud in my house.
I also laughed when you, I mean, I didn't see it on Instagram. You sent me a screen cap, but I also laughed out loud. And I was like, wow, this is big. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is very big.
Yeah. Frank Pang playing 3D chess. Frank, if I'm assuming you're listening, it's not going to hurt my feelings if you take an even better sunset photo than Adam down at Gary Point this weekend.
Yeah, Panger head to head.
Oh, you got it. You got to go have coffee with the Panger.
You know what? I mean, we haven't really disclosed what Frank Pang did, but did you say this and I just missed it? He took a self portrait.
Yeah. I didn't say it yet. No, I know. Yeah. I'm encouraging everybody. I think his. I didn't check. I think his profile is public. So I encourage everybody to go and search. Go look at what he did. Don't let Adam tell you. Go on to Instagram. Okay. Search for Frank Pang. Search for the hashtag I am Frank Pang. You'll find it. It's the only one.
And his name on Instagram is Frank Pang 97, just to make sure you don't confuse him with 96
first
or 95.
96 guys, yeah.
So Frank Pang 97 is the real Frank Pang.
Yes. Blue check mark. So go check it out. It was very funny. Well played. All right.
But the best part about it too is, I mean, I don't know. I don't follow Frank Pang on Twitter, nor do I follow anybody. So I don't use it. Is this Twitter, Insta, whatever Instagram. It is, Instagram. So I don't follow anybody on this, but I'm going to go out there and say that based on all of the Frank Pang photos that we've had on the podcast, the one that that he posted here, this is my favorite photo. Like, objectively speaking, this is my favorite photo that he submitted.
And he told me which camera it was. It's like the S or the T. So he has, it's your camera too.
Oh man, that is impressive. So I'm scared, like all of a sudden, but now I'm intimidated. Frank Pang,
mm-hmm. You've
been holding back, and it's excellent. So yeah, go check out Frank Pang's photo, and then maybe, I know we've talked about this in the past, and I'm just kind of scatting live here, but Frank Pang interview, you think?
I think you'll have to meet him for coffee and assess that situation.
I'm just throwing it out there right now, Frank Pang.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's something that you should do.
Oh, I don't.
I know. As soon as it gets thrown into your lap,
that's not what I do. That's not what I do. That's not what I do.
But proximity wise, you are much closer. You're much closer to him.
But we're talking right now.
Yeah, true.
We're not that close, right?
All right, I'll take care of it. Leave it with me.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Did I? No. No, I didn't. But, oh, wait, did I? I had my camera. No, I didn't. The week before, I didn't talk about it. It sort of slipped my mind, and then we were already running way too long, as we are again this week. We're never going to make 42 minutes. I'm looking at the clock. But last week, I did shoot my New Year's Eve booth. photos. I just did it differently with the X100 on a stand, and just, you know, because you can do the exact same thing, just kind of, you know, trigger it with a couple of lights. I just had one light. I'm pretty sure it was just a light photo.
the Fuji app on your phone?
I did not. I still haven't even looked up what that is or how it works.
It's outstanding for triggering, especially because you can see on, like, you see on the phone, you see the image, like you see what the camera sees.
Okay.
So you're looking at yourself in the image, and then you can just trigger it like on a 2-second timer if you want, which is what I use. That way you can hide your phone in the shot. It's outstanding. Right. Yeah.
Okay. This is what I'll do next year, because I mean, we were doing it where you just kind of push the shutter. It was on a 10-second timer, and then you kind of walk to the spot, and then but 2 seconds from the spot would have been even better. So next year, but the photos turn out great. It's the perfect focal length for this kind of photo booth setup. So yeah,
for a group photo booth. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who's, or even just one person, it's fine. Like, just depending on obviously the distance that you set it, but it works well, whether it's a group or whether it's just one person. So anyone who wants to set up their own photo booth and has one of these cameras, it's a no brainer.
The other thing that the other key factor is that this was taken at your sister-in-law's place, right?
Yeah.
And she has a wonderfully colored blue wall.
Yeah, simple blue background.
Yeah. So, but it's actually an excellent color of blue. You've taken pictures there before, and I'm going to paint a wall in my house that color strictly for that reason, because it's fantastic for a photo backdrop.
Yeah, I agree, and it's almost like, I don't know, if I was building an actual photo booth, I'd probably use either that color, like a velour-y material that sort of like would kill light a bit, or I would use kind of the maroon color sort of that you've got in your basement that you painted. Like, yeah, those to me say photo booth, like just that color background. They're out of the way, but they add something. And so, yeah, anyways.
Also, it also put it outside of a Daniel Steele I blew that. Big Steel Man. There's a joke about the mall, but that ship has sailed. Let's move on.
Okay, I wouldn't have gotten it anyway, so.
Yeah, I don't know what malls they had in Toronto. Outside the Orange Julius.
Okay.
All right. I shot nothing interesting. Did not even take my camera out. It's part of those doldrums I told you about. Plus, all of my cameras, all my DSLRs are pretty much broken. And so, like, I got three paperweights sitting here.
Okay.
My like, again, the drama with the Mark III, it's actually sitting in a box ready to be shipped tomorrow. I went to the post office yesterday to ship it to Canon to get fixed. I had no bubble wrap, believe it or not, and I figured out the post office, they're gonna have bubble wrap, right?
Yeah.
It just looked at me like I was speaking Latin, and I was like, well, I did, in all fairness, I did say e pluribus bubble wrap, and they were like, what? And so they had no bubble wrap, and I just dropped Latin. Nothing. Okay. Fair enough. It's only Latin I knew. And, Vini Vici, what's that one?
I don't know.
Came, I saw, conquered. Whatever.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Anyways, they had no bubble wrap, so I had to go. I went just the drugstore, and then they were unpacking something and just gave me the bubble wrap from there. So it's all packed, ready to go. Point being, it works in manual focus, but I can't rely on it for autofocus. My other two cameras are effectively dead-ish. Approximately, they work sometimes, which I can't rely on. It's like I said, winter doldrums, buddy. It's pretty sad over here.
Okay.
So. Hopefully I'll have an answer soon with the Mark III, and whether I'm getting it fixed or I'm going to go to the camera store and steal one of the 1DX Mark IIIs.
Do it.
Only 7,000 euros for the body?
Yeah,
just,
do it.
Just that?
Yeah, pull the trigger.
Photo challenge this month, weekly challenge, is it was available light. That's what yours is, right?
Yeah.
Because yours does not look like it. That's what I'm saying. It's well done.
That was the whole point, was to use available light. Well, in a different way. In a way that I've used it in the past. And immediately when you posed the challenge, I thought about redoing that.
Okay.
So do you want to talk about my first? We've already kind of gone down that road.
No, I want to talk about your six pack some more.
Okay. Okay. My soon to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you do get a six pack, you have to shave your chest.
Okay. And then
I will do the same. I'll do the same.
And then what?
Oh, I don't know. Post the photo, man. You have to. Okay, I think you have to.
All right. Okay.
And then you have to do a YouTube video or something.
I think I was about 14 the last time I had a real six pack.
I've never had a six pack in my life.
I had one when I was a kid, like a really? Legit one. Yeah.
And, I had when I was like 8. I had one.
No. Like it was one of those 14, hit puberty, was playing hockey 6 days a week. Started to do some working out at home in the basement. We had like a Universal and some weights and stuff, and had a legit six pack. But by the time I was 18, no more six pack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of when you want the six pack though.
Yeah,
18. I missed kind of the wheelhouse.
Yeah, I missed that window. Yeah, too many French fries in the cafeteria in high school.
Oh, those are good though. That was my issue too. I was a bit of a doughy kid. Not kid, older, like 18-year-old. It was. So I'll make you the same deal. If I get a six pack, I won't. By the way, if I do get an actual six pack this summer, I'll shave my chest as well.
Okay.
Which is it's been a while since I've cuddled up to you with no shirt on, but I think that'd be like Dave Babich and George the Animal Steel shaving.
Okay. Look those up if you don't know those references. Those are both good.
Everyone knows George the Animal.
Yeah, everyone knows George the Animal, but I'm not sure about Dave Babich if all our listeners know.
Come on. Everyone knows Dave Babich.
Okay.
Oh, my God. His hair had back hair. It was, wow. Good for him.
We're getting off topic. We're going to be 58 minutes.
Yeah, but it's all the Dave Babich talk. It's okay. So tell me how you shot this with available light.
So this is window light with the black background. So I just...
You made effort.
Well, I set up the black background. It took all of 37 seconds. Like it was drop the background right in behind the window, maybe 10 feet from the window. This was yesterday at about 4 o'clock. So it's kind of hitting blue hour. It's pretty gray. It's starting to get a little bit dark. And so my son, has his trumpet. I thought, oh, great. That's going to make for like a cool, interesting color. I can shoot it, you know, really shallow depth of field. We'll know what it is. It'll look cool. And I have to bring him really close to the light. And then maybe because I didn't want any of the light to really hit the black background and show you that it was, you know, show any of the wrinkles or any of the lines. So the black background's maybe 6 feet behind him, but the light is not that strong, so it's really dropping off quickly. So he's right at the window. I'm standing outside and just like a sliding glass door, so that light is catching him, not getting the background, and then just voila, angle him, get a little depth. I think it's 85 mil at maybe 2.0 or 1.8. We're very shallow, and I'm just focusing on his eyes. That's it. And then he's playing. He played a bunch, and sometimes his eyes are closed, and I thought that looked kind of cool because he's just given it, right? Like he just...
Well, then it would have to be black and white. Like, I can't think of who played the trumpet?
Dizzy Gillespie?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But I was going to say somebody else, and I was like, I'm going to sound like an idiot. I'm be like, oh, yeah, the guy from, what do you call it? Third Eye Blind. No, sure. not him.
Yeah, not that guy. No. So that's all it was. And I mean, I did like the ones with eyes closed, and I did tinker around with black and white, but I landed on this one, like with the straight eye contact into the camera, the puffy cheeks, the one trumpet key down, like just the hand position, everything. I probably took 20 photos real quick, boom, 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 and just ended up choosing this one. So the end, very easy to do. Anyone who has a black background, I urge you to do this because it looks studio-like and it is so easy.
That really does. It is extremely easy and looks fantastic. The great, like such, like it's not flat light, but it's nice. It's nice wraparound light. There's no real shadows, but there are shadows. Like you see on his nose.
Yeah.
There is sort of depth to it without being, you know, dramatic.
Right.
So it's great. And first of all, I didn't know he played the trumpet.
Yeah, that's his instrument. Sarah, the flute, him, the trumpet.
Okay, can he spin it around like the cool kids do?
I'm not sure, but he actually, for his first year, he's grade 5. He's okay. Pretty good. Like, he was terrible at the beginning of the year, and the amount of progress in just a few months is remarkable, because he plays all kinds of little songs and hits most of the notes, and yeah, it's fun.
As long as you hit like half the notes, you're fine.
Yeah, I mean, he plays the same like 6 songs 400,000 times a day, so it's right. Like, it gets monotonous, but he is pretty good. Yeah, a lot of Kanye. He is pretty good. He says that this week in the NFL, the Vikings, who are his favorite team, are in the playoffs, and he says every first down he's going to play the Viking horn. Like, I don't know, that's a specific kind of note where you kind of start low and go high or something. I don't know, but I said maybe just on touchdowns. I'm not prepared to hear it on every first down.
Not every first down. Yeah, let's not do that. I will need to see a video of that though, like an iPhone video would be fine.
Okay, all right.
Because my daughter today, like literally today, came home. She's playing the clarinet. I encouraged her to play the clarinet.
Yeah,
they had a bunch of choices. I think the trombone was one of them. They had a bunch of choices that they could play. She's in third grade, and
wow, they start those early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So Germany. I'm
just in grade 3, but
wow.
Anyways, because I did the translation. Just, I'm still Canadian. Okay, grade 3. Okay. But yeah, so they had a bunch of choices, and I and my wife was kind of like, well, don't pressure her, and I was like, no, I'm absolutely gonna, you have 2 choices. I don't care. You're not playing those other. I'm not carrying those other ones. So I saw the kid come out of the
flute.
Oh yeah, I was like, you play the flute or the clarinet. I don't care. Either one of those is fine. And she went with I was hoping for clarinet, because flute, you can't bust the flute out at a party.
But, what about the jazz flute? You can't.
No, that's only Will Ferrell can do that. Yeah. And that's a character. But if you've ever been to a dinner party with Hal Linden from Barney Miller, you'll know that yeah, he can play the clarinet anywhere.
Okay.
And God, I hope he plays the clarinet now that I made that joke. I'm pretty sure Hal Linden plays the clarinet.
Okay.
The other choice was Woody Allen, and he's pretty creepy. But the only problem is my daughter brought it home today. We've been excited about this, and she gets it home, and we're renting one like you do. I don't know if you own yours or you rent it or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's a rental through a music store that all works through the school, yeah.
So she gets it home today. I'm excited because the clarinet looks cool. And this is some sort of plastic knockoff. And I'm legitimately disappointed.
Mm.
Like, to the point where I'm probably going to go on Amazon, click through our site, and buy her a real clarinet, because I don't know what they cost, but I was so disappointed with this thing visually that I can't have it.
I bet you they're very expensive.
What's expensive? $400?
Yeah, I'm going to say something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's more than I'd like to spend just for a visual. I'll just Photoshop it.
Okay.
I'll Google some pictures of Hal Linden and drag it over. So, and then the last little note here on, pun not intended, is that a little tidbit for the kids. The lace on your son's hoodie is a skate lace.
It sure is.
Is that built in? Did it come like that?
Yeah, that's how they made the hoodies.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. That's a cool little touch I've never seen before.
Yeah, they're very creative.
Okay. All right, let's have a look at mine. I was going to look for some. My whole plan this week was to look for some interesting light. Like, it's a great time of year because the light is where we are, the light is so low that, you know, like, you can get some nice sunshine coming through the trees and creating, because since there's no leaves, but you get some really cool, like, nature, Mother Nature's kookalorus, right? You get some cool cookies and nice shadows. And I thought, oh man, I'm gonna find that. And then it hit the thermometer hit 15, and my kids were outside in t-shirts in the, you know, middle of January. And I said, I have to take advantage of this. Like, this is ridiculous lighting that you're looking at this photo. This looks like I took it in August to me,
or at least May,
maybe May, but either way, you would not think mid January.
No.
And for reference, I posted a photo from 2000. I'll post a photo from 2017 that was this time 2 years ago. That's what Germany normally looks like in the middle of January.
Right. It's very, so a little bit snow, different. Snowy photo. Snowy, just yeah, for those.
You have to go. I'm going to hashtag it. I am Frank Pang, so people will find it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So anyway, so here's a shot of my kids in the nice available light. Thoughts?
I like it. I'm not sure about your daughter in this photo. She doesn't seem to want to be there, but the light is good. No,
this
isn't in between.
She actually was. This is one of the few times that they actually did not mind posing. It's just that I chose an in-between, like, while she's talking, and my son's making, like, a goofy biting his lip face, because their actual smiles were just so cookie-cutter generic. I was like, I can't use that. I want to use an awkward moment. So you're right. It is off. It is not normal, but she did want to be there.
Okay. All right.
For 30 seconds.
It's pretty simple. I mean, you got a nice kind of trees kind of out of focus background, and then, you know, just kind of the light acting as a hair light, and you know, their faces are nicely exposed, so yeah, you got all the nice elements of a good photo and good light.
This was the what I recognized about this light was that we're going to get that nice three-quarter backlight for the rim on their hair, and it hits the side of the house. So I brought them right up. They're in the doorway, the patio doorway. They're outside, but just near there. I'm shooting through the door. And we're getting a lot of light bouncing off the white wall of the house, which is what is filling in their face.
Mm-hmm. And you see it more with your daughter's face, you know, how much light you're getting back on her right side of her face. Yeah.
Right. Right. And so I think it's one of those situations of like if you hit it at the exact right time, you get the best of both worlds. We get, you know, like I said, the backlight, nice soft light in the front. Much like yours, very, very simple setup. Not even a setup, like just, okay, hey, stand here, pretend you want to be here, move on. Now, the issue here was I had to do this on manual focus because my, you know, like I told you about, my cameras are broken. And so this was kind of a, you know, no fun, but we got her done.
And I think that's kind of the key with both of our photos are, I mean, sometimes we shoehorn in flashes and stuff and we kind of have a preconceived sort of idea of, oh, we got to use a bunch of lights to make this better, when, you know, the reality of it is, and this is sort of a theme that I think we've tried to emphasize over the years, is that look around you. Oftentimes what's available is better than anything you can manufacture. Not always, but oftentimes. Yeah. And look around and how can you manipulate it? And like you say, you just put them in the right spot. Use the light and basically like a studio, you kind of bounced it. You had it coming in from one side, bounced off the other, and again, done in a few seconds and looks great.
All right. Okay, topic. We'll try to keep it quick. This is the first real episode of the year. Last week was a monthly challenge review. So this week's episode is the province of the union, where we talk about.
So, Joe, I was just going to say it has to be in minus 6 minutes, the time of the topic here.
Let's say as we talk backwards or what? No, yeah. There's probably a little bit of room at the head, so minus 4 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the goals that we set for last year, we being me.
Okay.
Those goals were unmet entirely.
Great.
One of the goals last year was to quit being so long-winded, and here we are again, reissuing that, re-upping. I'm gonna double down on the goals from last year.
Okay.
So, in my opinion, our shows, how this one is creeping up to it. We have a couple minutes before it's too long, but it's getting there. I find that when we go over an hour, it's, I can feel it. I know. Well, you can feel it. Minute three, you're starting to get antsy.
No, like 11, minute 11.
but honestly, like in one of the things I've learned in 471 episodes is sort of what works and what doesn't, and how it all sort of feels. Like there's a science to podcasting, and believe it or not, with the digital stuff, but there's also an art to it, and I can tell you
that's the part I excel at that part,
at the art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's funny because I do mention I've gotten better at the science part, but I can feel it. Like when Adam and I are talking and we go long, like we hit like sort of like the 52 minute mark, it right there, I can tell It's too long and boring, like we're about to hit now. And I want to avoid that. And so the goal for the new year for 2020 is to aim for around 45 minutes.
Great.
That's the plan.
Okay.
Less Dave Babich talk obviously will help us do that, but it's not cutting anything out of the show. It's basically being tighter and just, you know, cutting down the dead wood.
Yeah.
So that's one goal. Another thing we talked about last year was getting sponsors, and I did not do that.
The whole
year slipped by. Yeah. So this year I actually need to do a better job of monetizing the podcast, because turns out the bank wants me to make these mortgage payments. Okay. And so I want to do that, but you know, in a way that isn't intrusive on the listener. I like how our show goes with like the Amazon bit. Like we get some money from that, but I don't want it to be like, you know, all paid ads, although that'd be kind of nice for a little bit, but there's going to be something in between. So we kind of want to do a better job of getting sponsors that support the show and people want to hear from. Because we have had people have contacted me in the past about advertising on the show. I just didn't pursue it because it was weird products and like nothing to do with photography. And it just didn't make any sense at all. And I forget what they were. They were random things that, I don't know. Like
underwear ads. Don't worry. We'll be posing in our sponsor's underwear.
Yeah, no, we'll hopefully we'll get by the Dollar Shave Club, because we're gonna keep shaving our chests. Hopefully they'll be paying us for sure.
Yeah.
So I want to do a better job of monetizing, but also tracking and promoting. That's the big thing. I want to expand the tent, which is good for everybody. Get a lot more participants. Get a lot more people, you know, following Frank Pang on Instagram, of course.
Sure, Panger.
So that's that. And then the other thing is I do want to have more guests on the show, more guests that we have not heard from. Although I still do want to check in with people like Don Komarechka from now and then. He's doing some just exciting things, and he never disappoints. He's always doing something new and completely outside the envelope. And so I want to hear from him, of course, but I also want to hear from people that don't know.
Panger.
Panger, yeah. Doesn't have to be just Canadians either.
Okay.
And so I want to hear from people in the different areas of photography. And so, yeah, actually one guy, this is not going to happen. So I would love to get Dan Winters on the show. And I know he shoots in Switzerland sometimes, and which is not too far for me to drive. So if I could make that happen, which PS, I can't, I would drive down and see if I could interview him.
And then we could promote it by saying winter is coming.
Yeah, I think you just ruined it. I don't think he's going to do it now.
Okay.
I was going to go with Dan the Man, which obviously he would be in for.
We could have a whole promotional series leading up to it. You could use Dan the Man, then that would be kind of week one promotion, and then winter is coming, yeah.
Yeah. We should just tell him we're actually a lot more famous than we are, and maybe he'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know George Clooney? Yeah, we don't. He does. I'm sure he's shot Clooney. Like, he's shot everybody. If you don't know who he is.
We're his favorite podcast. You know George Clooney. Yeah.
Definitely go check him out. Check out his site. He is amazing. Like his photos. I follow him on Instagram as well. But go to his website. You don't need to go on Instagram if you don't want to. Go to Dan Winters Photo Systems or something like that. Just Google him. It'll come up. His portraits are outstanding.
Okay, quick question. Yeah. Winter is coming or Winters is coming?
Yeah, neither, because I don't think he's going to do the show.
I'm preparing.
We would be better off figuring out where we're going to spend our first $10 million we get from Dollar Shave Club. You know what we should do is we should spend it on the Dan Winters episode.
You know what you should do is you should just clip this, like just cut this audio, this part, and then just...
Right out and throw it in the garbage?
No, and send it to him. Just, you know, hot winter's talk.
hot winters. We're having a hot winter, so yeah. Sounds reasonable.
Okay, that'll get him. I know it. Okay. I know it in my heart.
Okay. I'm worried there's not going to be an episode 472.
Okay. Is that the end of what you were talking about?
Close.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, I can't believe it's been 9 years since we started this episode.
Right.
since we started the podcast. Right. I think it's this week. It's around this week. It's actually the 9 year mark, which is kind of crazy. But without getting, we'll save that for 10 years, the getting teary-eyed about that. But what I am generally happy with is the audio quality of the show. I have learned a lot about how to produce audio, and I think that shows, hears. I guess it hears, or listens. I don't know how that works.
Sounds. It sounds.
Sounds. It sounds. Yeah. I think that sounds. Yeah. I think. If you listen back, like I used to just take, you'd record, I'd record, I'd lay them together in Final Cut Pro and poof, put it out there. No filters, nothing like that.
Rock Band microphone on my end.
Yeah, that's right. From a video game, something.
Yeah.
And so the show does sound a lot better. I've gotten a lot better at that. I understand what noise gates are and compression and whatnot. Some EQ. So there is quite a bit more producing that goes into these episodes. So I'm happy about that. Always more to learn, but for now, very happy with that. There's a few shows, other podcasts I listen to, and most of them sound great. Like if you listen to someone Joe Rogan's got like a super professional setup, or Corolla, like their show sounds great. But some of them are terrible. Like some of the audio quality is awful in some popular podcasts, and I think ours sounds a lot better than that. I just would rather we're popular.
Okay.
Okay. And lastly, I do have a couple of other ideas for podcasts that I'm working on that I may talk about in the near future. Not instead of this show, but in addition to it.
Wow.
And maybe I'll run it past Adam off the air, see what he thinks. And then doesn't matter what he thinks. I'll just do it anyway. But
okay. You keep talking. I got to take this phone call.
Are you serious?
Yeah, really. Hello? All right. How did that wind up?
Okay, you're still rolling, right?
Yeah, I'm still rolling the whole time.
Okay. Reminder, monthly challenge this month is self-portrait, and we should learn a little something about you. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram. Do all three. That's the best. And we'll check that out. We'll talk about that at the end of the month, beginning of February. Challenge for next week, Adam. As I alluded to earlier in the episode, I'm not even sure if I'll have a camera, so mine might just be a sketch on a bar napkin, except not a bar napkin, because as I told you, I have no social life, so there's that. If I have a camera, I might do it with my iPhone. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So the challenge, just freestyle it, man. Whatever you want to do, do it. But I would like you to do something to do with outside skating if you can.
Okay.
All right. Honestly, whatever you submit, just make it good.
Okay, something good.
Freestyle. That's the challenge.
Good. Or not good.
Oh, no, that's probably that one, let's be honest. Websites, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
And you know what? Hey, good news. You can go to AlanAverage.com to find my stuff now. And now you don't get inundated with ads for off-brand Cialis.
Great.
Because that was there. I don't know how I came across it. I was on someone else's computer and had to go to AlanAtridge.com and I ended up searching through Google and it came up. Oh yeah, Canadian Cialis, and you click through it. It doesn't even go to my site. It goes somewhere else, which means I had been infected by some sort of off-brand Cialis code someone had thrown into my website.
Nice.
Don't know when, because I don't really go into my website very often, so I had to go through and figure out how to get rid of that, which was a delight. Hey, thanks. That was my Sunday. Meanwhile, it's fixed now. And maybe it's back in there by this point. I don't know.
Okay.
Let me know. And if you need some Cialis, you know where to find it. you can find the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.